now it's time for more Unfolding Science. Yes, that sound means we're going to hear a story from NPR science correspondent Joe Palca about how things fold and unfold in science. Today, Joe tells us about an ancient folding technique. It's being applied to the most modern of scientific endeavors, exploring space.
Let's say you're a spacecraft designer and you want to carry a giant solar panel into space. In order to fit it into your rocket, you need to fold it up. Now, you could fold it in half and then in half again and in half again. But once in space, you'd have to reverse the process, unfolding one fold, then another. Or you could use the ancient art of origami to help you out.
I have a demo right here, actually.
Brian Treese is an engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. The demo is just a sheet of typing paper folded over and over so it's about the size of a large matchbook. Treese made it using a newly created origami fold named for its inventor, Japanese astrophysicist Koryo Miura. And it's the way the sheet unfolds that's remarkable. Treese grasps the top and bottom of the matchbook and pulls. And in one motion, it opens to a flat sheet again. Simple. And simplicity is key when you're designing spacecraft.
If I was deploying this in space, I would only need one motor to do that deployment.
It's cool because it looks like when you see it sitting there, it looks like you'd have to unfold it in several steps. And the idea that you can just pull it apart and have it fully open is pretty amazing.
So that's the beauty of the design.
And this isn't the only way origami might help spacecraft designers. For example, Treese says there are now printers that can print things like electronic circuits and computer memory directly onto a sheet of paper.
You say, wow, I can print all that on a sheet of paper. That's almost all the systems you need for a spacecraft. So, there's folks here interested in what we call printable spacecraft.
And printable spacecraft.
Printable spacecraft.
You'd print the electronic stuff on a flat sheet and use origami folding to turn it into some useful shape. Probably not a swan, but maybe a soccer ball that could roll around on another planet. And to land these printable spacecraft, all you need to do is shove them out the door of a probe orbiting overhead.
We call these flutter landers, and they just fall to the surface. And then once they're down, then they could assemble them to their shapes or do their science, something like that.
That sounds so wild. But that's what happens when you start unfolding science. Joe Palca, NPR News.